Hello, I am still unfortunately Hosseini. This is program 23 of Restart, which will be presented to you, the dear and esteemed listeners of Radio Posto, a program that in 23 episodes stands against the millions of episodes from the Jews, Christians, Zoroastrians, Shias, Muslims and Sunnis, with their billions of dollars all being broadcast against Restart. Anyway, do some very strange and special things. On the day the Restart program airs, change your profile pictures on Instagram, Telegram, or Facebook so that others, your friends, can also understand what this Restart was all about. It's a great thing to do, to just change your profiles for 3 minutes, like many who have, for which we are grateful. Last week we read from Hafez, "Do not be without gnosis in the Yazid of your love, the people of vision." In this auction of love, the people of vision deal with an acquaintance. Hafez says, "Lasting union is not possible for kings. They pay little heed to the state of the beggar." We read this and then started with Shah Nimatullah Wali because the poem is attributed to him where he began. "We turn the dust of the road into gold with a glance." Shah Nimatullah Wali says, "Why should we give our heart's desire to water and clay in the end? We are the wave of the ocean, the pearl of the sea of glory." This is the same thing Christ says, exactly what Christ says. There's no difference. In the first Restart, I explained why Aristotle's name is mentioned now, because it's about explaining the issues of the Catholics, the Christians. Why is he there? Because the Pope is spending millions of dollars and the rabbis are spending millions to make sure Aristotle's name lies next to Socrates. Why? Because Aristotle is with the government, but Socrates is not with governments. You can never remove Aristotle's name from the textbooks, never. You'd have to spend billions of dollars. Now, if you see that with just 20-something episodes of Restart, which we don't even know why it's being broadcast, it has been shaken this much. This is the power of the story. You simply can't with billions of dollars. If you can ever manage to remove Aristotle, it means we have emerged from ignorance and stupidity. You can never remove him. It's like saying Rumi's ideas are the same as Makarem's, a controversial Grand Ayatollah. What a ridiculous comparison. Why? Because now they say, "This dipshit has become a Gnostic who knows God for us." Believe me, a Gnostic who knows God. Well, in 500 years, my son will say, "Let's read a book from the Gnostic who knows God." And then someone will sit on the TV stations of Angels. By then it won't be Los Angeles, it will be Angelus, and say, "In the words of the Gnostic who knows God, Makarem." Then they'll critique it and they'll get all the motherfucker curses, which is something I want to talk about today. Who are the atheists on atheism and a made-up Godlook, first of all? What does atheist mean? It means God unbeliever. Haj Qasim. Soleimani is one too. Now, we've talked so much. We are the atheists. We believers. It's very simple, with a very simple formula. Look, if I ask you right now, do you eat Schengel Bolush? You never say, "No, I don't eat Schengel Bolush. I can't eat Schengel Bolush. Death to Schengel Bolush." You never say that. Because if you do, the grocer will tell you, "What are you talking about? What even is Schengel Bolush?" Your first question is, what is Schengel Bolush? What does atheist mean? To say, I don't believe in God, one shouldn't say, "I don't believe in God." They should first ask, what is God? If God is Schengel Bolush, then it simply doesn't exist. If something is non-existent, if it doesn't exist, why do you even bring up its name? When you say, "I am an atheist, an unbeliever," meaning I don't accept God, it means you absolutely accept God. Therefore, Hawking absolutely accepts God. You guys just need to change your name. From Hosseini's perspective, you are other God worshippers, not no God worshippers. it means you have another god. Its name is just something like phone unbeliever. If God doesn't exist, and if you don't know what Shengul Bolush is, why do you say you won't eat it? Now, when does our debate begin? When you tell me how Shengul Bolush is made, then I'll say, we put garlic in it. You'll say, I don't eat garlic at all. And the fight starts. So, throughout history, why were these poor atheists who were killed? And what was the view of the people of Sufism and mysticism towards the atheists and the Hawkings of the world? Don't bring up Nietzsche's name, because Nietzsche is one of the people of mysticism, my dear. I've explained this. You keep saying Nietzsche, I've explained him. Because next week I want to start with a poem by Rumi, so Nietzsche has to come later. Everything has its place. You have to go step by step. Just by listening to three or four of these, you'll understand a lot. Their view of the people of mysticism, what is their view of atheists? They say, these guys are right. Ha ha ha. Why? Go on, tell me. They say, you see? They were right. He knew chemistry, alchemy, he knew everything. These people, when Avicenna, Ibn Sina, was searching for the perfect human, and it's written everywhere in history that he went to find him. He then saw Abu Sa'id Abu'l-Khair in a bathhouse. They say he's not there, he's in the bathhouse, because they realized Avicenna was in such a hurry. He would go to the bathhouse at night to ask his question there. He says, sir, what is it that you people are saying in general? Abu Sa'id says, sir, do you believe that whatever you drop from above falls to the ground? He says, yes. He says, look at that bathhouse bowl. What do you make of this? By God, I don't know anything. Then they came out and went to a place and had a meeting for about 10 to 15 days, from which not a single word emerged. Only one sentence came out from the pair of them. They asked Avicenna, how did you find Sheikh Abu Sa'id Abu'l-Khair? He said, everything that I know, he sees. And they asked Abu Sa'id, and he said, everything that I see, Avicenna knows. How truthful, both of them. And meaning octuplets, all like dogs. Why do octuplets happen now? Because the dog gives the codes faster. The female and male look at each other. Now the scientific question is, how is it that by looking at a girl, her chromosome codes are transferred to me? You have to prove this, which I read about 700 years ago. I knew it 22 years ago. How is it that by looking at any woman who stands in front of me, she can give me these codes for procreation? What is it that the whole world is mad for? How does my chromosome get the code of a woman I haven't seen, haven't kissed, nothing? It's transferred in that very moment. These are questions, very scientific questions. Until you realize the circle of pi, you don't know everything is up in the air. It's geometry up in the air. Man, everything is up in the air. Anyway, we won't get into that. So the atheist's fight is with the book. It's nothing. They don't have it. What is the problem of the people of mysticism? They say, Mr. Atheist, you need to show the monkey to the mystic. I'll accept Darwin when you bring the first monkey to say, I am your father. Hafez says, last night I saw the angels knocking at the tavern door. They needed the clay of Adam. The Adam they talk about, he saw it. Yes, I'll convert in the morning too. Bring the first monkey to say, hello, Hosseini. I am the father of the father of the father of your 50th generation. I'll accept it too. You godless people have no proof either. You are just talking based on the hearsay of these God-fearing people. You have nothing to say. I want to say this whole study should, either you start from a Nietzschean perspective and so on, we get into the Übermensch, the eternal return, thermodynamics. Yes, we will come and show you scientifically. It's not like that. Anyway, the path of the mystic. We are the wave of the ocean, the pearl in the sea of glory. Why should we give our heart's desire to water and clay in the end? The face of the cupbearer in my eyes and the cup of wine in my hand. He says the image of the spring of the beloved. He says my eye is face to face with my beloved, and God we are kissing that eye to eye gaze. The face of the Saki in my eyes, that beautiful one. the cup of wine in my hand, so tell me, why should we listen to reason? Reason here means these arguments, logic. The leg of the logicians is made of wood, meaning logic. When I am seeing God, He is in front of me, my beautiful one. Then the hearsay, I have a girl sitting in front of me, imagine mania is sitting in front of you, or today this way and that way. You say mania, look at mania, what beautiful eyes. If you want to do something to mania, you say, mania's flower-like eyes are in front of me. I am kissing her. It's done. If the beloved sits in front of you, the beautiful one sits in front of you, you no longer accept the hearsay of this and that person's books. Now, come out of yourself. Very simple. Come out of yourself. Huh? Physics? You yourself are your own veil. Rise from the midst. The movie, The Matrix, up there. Self-knowledge. Even Shah Nimatullah Wali doesn't say we'll do this and that. No. He says, come out of yourself. So number one, you have to come out of yourself. Come out of yourself and walk in the ranks of our companions. So first you must come out of yourself. You must restart what? You must understand my parents' religion in the toilet. Any religion. I gave one sign that you'll understand everything if you listen to my words, no matter what religion you have. Does your religion have a book? Yes. Did your prophet write a book? Do you have it? Number? Yes, yes, we have a book. If a religion has a book, flush it down the toilet. You know why? Because it belongs to the government. The government. Muhammad didn't give one either. Come out of yourself and walk in the ranks of our companions, so that we may turn your heart's face towards God like a master. We turn your heart's face to God, not to ourselves, but to God. Mr. Hosseini, did they know a perfect human? The sign? This is the sign. The sign is Rumi's powerful ghazal. They even took his old age and classified him among the poets. Such misery. Hafez always had ghazals of 7 or 8 couplets. Now, when we go on the internet, it's like 4 romantic couplets. Distortion, distortion, distortion. Rumi says, "Who, O people who have gone to Hajj, where are you, where are you? The beloved is right here, come, come." It means, I have seen the perfect human. You're going to Hajj, you fool. Hajj is a symbol that, why doesn't the Hajj come to you? We don't know. Very simple. Pay attention. You're not paying good attention to the subject. Why do you go to Hajj without having to bring the Hajj to see it? This is a symbol that you must find the perfect human. This is the meaning of Hajj. One of the lessons of Hajj is, O people who have gone to Hajj, where are you? Where are you? The beloved is right here. Come, come. The beloved is your next door neighbor in the desert, lost in the desert. What state of mind are you in? I must cuss you motherfuckers out for you to push restart. You have to come and comment quickly under my post that yes, you should change your religion. Shut the hell up, man. So he just shuts up for good. Whatever donkey you are, whether you ride out of ignorance or with malicious intent, you latched onto Nietzsche and left. You latched onto that, hoping to say, oh, see, Nietzsche is also restart. That same simple Nietzsche. Nietzsche said the same thing I did. What do you think? You're just deluding yourself. Goethe was in love with Hafez. It's not for nothing. Goethe said the same thing. You latch onto that. The religion of fame whoring. You latch onto that. Back then, the priests used to latch on, and before them, the rabbis. And now you jackass. You're a jackass just like them, all chasing money and status. Jesus was a launderer. A launderer. Now that I've started Rumi's poem, do you know what a launderer is? He washed clothes, meaning he washed the soiled clothes of a baby. People die. Let them die. Let them die. We'll talk about it later. It's like that guy with the thing. They make an atomic bomb or something. They make a bomb. They understood one thing in it, one in two. Now his atomic bomb, which is looking for a free electron, meaning they steal an electron from it and hide it in their left hand, in another field. When they want to stick together, each one is looking for the next electron. Now, whether they do isotope division or whatever the hell they do in it, we don't care. The whole If you're a man, blow yourself up. Don't you say, take your electron in your hand. Say no. Now let him say, I'm letting go of my electron. When you let go, it sets itself on fire and you die. It's not outside of you, my beautiful one. It's not outside of you, my dear. My honey, we don't pay attention. If you want to explode, you idiot, explode yourself. Because you don't explode yourself. It's you, it's you, it's inside you, it's inside you. You're deluding yourself. It's you, you're deluding yourself. Now, Rumi's Ghazal of the Form. The beloved is your next door neighbor. In the desert, lost, what state of mind are you in? If you see the formless form of the beloved, you are the master, the house, and the Kaaba yourself. God is saying it very simply. He says, if the formless form of the beloved, if you are seeing this beautiful one who is lost and you must find him, then you are the master, you are the house, and you are the Kaaba. 10 times, now here he starts cursing, 10 times you went to that house by that road. For once, come up to this roof from this house. Come up once and see what's going on. That house, now he's turning to the rabbi and the priest and the Muslim and the Shia and the Sunni. We don't have, you are infidels, all of Sufism. You are all infidels. You're just deluding yourselves. Now one says it politely like Hafez, another politely like Saadi. Sahib Tabrizi says, sir, you, thank God. Sahib says it. 100 thanks that I am neither a dog Sunni nor a donkey Shia. Sahib says it. He says, I am a Sufi. 100 thanks. Jami says it. Abd al-Rahman Jami. That I am neither a dog Sunni nor a donkey Shia. Or kids. Now he refers to Makarim's followers. Literally Makarim's flowers. He says it directly, straight up. He says, that house is exquisite. You have described its signs. Show us a sign from the master of that house. Where is a single bouquet of flowers if you have seen that garden? Where is a single pearl of the soul if you are from the sea of God? He says, if you are so good, you know the Gnostic who knows God, where is your pearl? Show it to us. He said it 2 nights ago. Show it to us. Where is your pearl inside you if you are the sea of God? Shanimatullah says we are the wave of the ocean, the pearl of the sea. He says this also refers to this. He says you are a sea, the sea of mysticism. You're a Gnostic who knows God, you fool. Show it. Why are you deceiving these poor boys and girls in the passage? Why do you get up and engage in forbidding wrong and enjoining right without the permission of the perfect human? Show us what you've got in your arsenal. He has nothing to show. And the godless say, sir, he has nothing. Now the pressure is on so that it doesn't reach Sufism, so they kill them. With all this, may your suffering be your treasure. You are after money, Rumi says. With all this, may your suffering be your treasure. Alas, that you yourselves are the curtain over your treasure. He says, even if something is to be found in it, unfortunately, you are such a dipshit to go and try to understand Makarem that you must turn back and find the perfect human, because you yourself are the curtain, you will not find salvation. This is what he is saying. No one is a stranger here. Nothing is strange at all. There is no Hafez and Rumi and this and that. The poem I want to start next week from, At Your Service, Rumi, contains very important secrets that no government in the world and no religion in the world has any interest in revealing, and it will be revealed in 1 hour. Next week will be shocking. We will start a poem from Rumi so you understand that it's not like this at all. Well, how can I give a simple example? Because I want to, one of the questions. So what was Jesus's religion? It was Sufism. Mr. Hosseini, excuse me, can you change the regime of Japan right now? Yes. Don't joke. With the help of the people? No, without the help of the people. Mr. Hosseini, are you serious? Yes. Mr. Hosseini, excuse me, can we walk on water? Yes, definitely. Can you prove it becomes a dragon? Yes, definitely. It can. You don't listen to the story. Moses struck. No, you are Moses struck. only because Moses is Superman there, you're in love with Batman. You're in love with Batman. You know he's Superman. You don't listen to the subject. I've told this story of Moses four times in four ways and four methods and four views. If Moses knew that if he let go of his staff, it would become a dragon, he would have done it before. When the fire told him, "I am your God, the perfect human, your great guide," it said, "let go of your staff." Why did Moses let go of the staff? It became a dragon and he ran away. Because he didn't know it would become a dragon. If the perfect human wants it, well, back then it was a staff. Now it's my belt. He says, "Hosseini, let go of your belt. A dragon must emerge from this. Now, Hosseini, let go. Will you wear your belt? I'll let go of my belt too, and you are." Yes. That become good girl. Religions precisely introduce a dishonorable God. We go to the next world like this. Peace be upon you. Hello, sir. Excuse me, why didn't you understand religion? I swear to God that Muhammad 1400 years ago. What am I supposed to do now? God says, come. He shows the washing, the washing. Come. Now I'll say, you never gave me a prophet for me to understand anything. He says, come. He does something to you. Well, if God is like this, then it's better if he doesn't exist at all. There's really no benefit to you existing or not. You used to say, pull the nail with vinegar, and you'd pull the guy's nail out. You say, yes. He says, the one whose nail you were pulling breathed the same air, and so did you. The air was just for both of you. You who were pulling the nail were breathing exactly, and if you weren't breathing, you couldn't pull the nail. Correct? He says, yes, yes, you're right. Breath. You say, I was that one you didn't understand. That is the perfect human you didn't understand. And the one who was crying, saying, don't kill me, don't kill me. Who was he? He was also breathing. Bring all the kings of the world to Radio Posta tomorrow morning. I'll just plug their nostrils and they'll fall at my feet like donkeys. They'll pour all their money at my feet, all of it. They'll say, Mr. Hosseini, we ate shit, made a terrible mistake, forgive us. Their nostrils, I don't know, these two holes, I'll grab them, I won't do anything else. Send any girl in the world to Radio Posto, I'll grab her nose. From the 16-layered charter-wearing believer to the priest and the rabbi and the nun, bring anyone from anywhere in the world, I'll grab their nostrils and I'll say, give me a kiss or else, they'll make an excuse, but they'll give the kiss. Your mom will too. My mom would do it too. The nostril is important. If you grab it, the breath stops. When the breath stops, you can't do a damn thing. They call him a man, that guy. All humans, God has set it up so that tomorrow he will hold you accountable. So if he tells you that you went there and said, I couldn't breathe, he'll say, don't lie. You had a nose. There were two holes for air to come in. And we put these hairs there to filter the air and send it down your nose. And we gave you lungs. So the stature of this perfect human is like the lungs, like the breath. Then he can find fault. Finding the perfect human. Okay, Mr. Hosseini, so first we have to go find the perfect human. Yes. They call that the greatest name. The greatest name is a person. It is transcendence. They are fooling you. The greatest name is a person. They call him by the name of Allah. Muslims say it this way. Those foreigners say the God. In the name of God, in the name means Binami God. The name of God means Binami God. Now the Father, Christians say the Father. Why the Father? Does he have a child? There is someone in the middle here. Now, how can you do this? It's very simple. When you finally find the perfect human, it takes about a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes of work. In 15 minutes of our time, he must plant the seed of a tree in your heart. Once he gives you that, you just begin. Mr. Hosseini, the issue. So we can do this too? Turn a staff into a dragon? Yes. So can you explain the story of Jesus one more time? Yes. In the time of Jesus, some say he was a perfect human. Some say he was under the command of a perfect human, meaning a Sufi around the perfect human. John the Baptist found 7,000 people. And to these 7,000 people, John gave nothing more than one thing. So why did this one become Jesus? Because he held on tightly to what he was given. He strived. Could someone else have become him? Yes. Could Jesus have reached this station without seeing this perfect human or the Sufi of the perfect human? Absolutely not. Out of those 7,000 people, one of them became Jesus. In the time of Moses, out of those 7,000 people, you know Moses himself, his story, what he had read. He cried to God, "Oh, guide us to the straight path, ihdal sirat al-mustaqim," as you say. Then behind him, they came, they told him, "Sir, the way you must understand that the straight path means the perfect human." They take the two daughters to their father. They say, "This is the straight path." The era of Moses was like this, meaning 7,000 people believed in Jethro, Shu'ib. One of them was Moses, one was Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, and one brother also believed, Ukwu'asama, whose prayers are answered. We'll read Sadi's story later so you can enjoy it. No, did they all have it? Number. So after seeing the perfect human, are all people given something? Yes. Can they do these things with it? Yes. So can anyone become Moses now? Yes. It's just hard. Very hard. Number now, a level below, one can be a very good person, 100% they can be. Can they become a Sufi? Everyone can become a Sufi. So how must you become a Sufi? First, we must find him. I will not cease from my quest until my desire is fulfilled. Either my body reaches the beloved, or my soul departs from my body. That's Hafez. Grab him and find him. He gives you something. Just as he gives it to you, he has given it to the person next to you. Now, the only difference is that to you, the seed, it's the same seed. The watering is the same. The air that comes to it is the same. And you make it grow. You can do anything. You can do anything. Now, when do you become a Sufi? When you can do these things, but you don't, your station rises. To even think that these 4,000 or 5,000 people, 6,000 or 7,000 people who through austerity come, for example, they give you something that just shakes you. Everything, he is the beautiful one, you just don't know the subject. So Muhammad, the Shia religion, Sufism, what was Jesus? Sufism. Did Muhammad put out a book? Absolutely not. We all know it. Everyone knows it. All Muslims, not all of them know, but we delude ourselves. He did not put out a book. It didn't happen. The Quran simply does not exist. You argue with each other. Your argument is over the hearsay of words you pick from the Quran. You are free from the self within the self. So you should not shake hands with just any hand. I said, if man were man by form alone, then Ahmad, Prophet Muhammad, and Abu Jahl, an enemy of Islam, would be the same one. There would be no difference between people, all of us. So the conclusion I want to make for this week to be done, let's go to the video. Can everyone become Jesus? This is the path for everyone. It's written. They say it's justice. Everyone has the stature of the perfect human, like a nose with which they can breathe. And everyone is caught by the perfect human who is this very air. As an example, everyone is caught by him. The perfect human just has to not want any person who is torturing will die. Because consciousness exists. He is closer to you than your jugular vein. In the words of Rumi and Sadi and Hafez and Goethe and Nietzsche, and all of them were in love with that person. This Übermensch is something that, as some say, whatever you want to call it, not an imagination, an analogy, a conjecture or a fancy, but something to be seen. First, it is within you, then you see it. If it were only within you, it's worthless, a crack in the wall. Mr. Hosseini, excuse me, what if I see the perfect human within myself, but I don't see him outside? Go take a shit on your thoughts. You are in imagination, analogy, and conjecture. It's a lie. If the perfect human was in you, and you also saw him outside of you, that becomes correct. The religions are saying the perfect human is outside of us. What does that mean? Yes, 1,400 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, these are very deep subjects. The most shocking program will come out in 23 episodes, meaning the 24th episode. and it will be a shock. Unfortunately, this is a very important secret that must be told anyway. Now, the conclusion, me and you, the dipshits, until we find him, we will get nowhere. Not me and you, the dipshits, me and you. Every prophet in the world has been this way. Who told Muhammad to go to the top of the cave of Hira, the perfect human? Who told him what to do? The perfect human. That beautiful one gave the same thing to Muhammad that he gave to the person next to him. Muhammad had the quality of stickiness. Then he didn't even use the powers. He didn't really perform the powers. All illiterate and uneducated means this. It was new. Number. So that you know, later and next week, I am unfortunately Hosseini and Restart will continue to be presented to you. I love you guys. Don't be upset. Makarem is fine too. You can stick with him until the end, no problem. You can be resurrected with him on Judgment Day, God willing. I'll be there with him too. We'll see each other. Goodbye.